This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am really clinging to the fact that God is still in control. Several days ago, I talked about being really frustrated about the racial divide in our country. But after listening to the speeches of both President Bush and Obama, I really began to take on a more hopeful outlook. Now, I will say, oddly enough, I'll underscore the word oddly, I am even more hopeful after the shooting deaths of these three officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, yesterday. And that is because when you have evil acts like this, just sheer acts of violence, this has nothing to do with justice. This has nothing to do with resolving anything. When you have these types of acts take place, you have people from all sorts of places and who sit on different sides of the table or the opposite sides of the table from each other will come together. And we might disagree on a lot, but we can all come together to agree this is not the way forward. And so I'm inspired by that, even as my heart pines for the family members of the slain. And I'm reminded of the story of Stephen. He's another one who the Holy Spirit was working through him. He had a confrontation with Jewish leaders, was stoned to death. Many believers at the time fled Jerusalem for their own life. But the good that came from that is the gospel began to be spread in other parts of the world. Just as God was in control then, he is in control now. The words that I will use to inspire me are, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19:21. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired.